From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Violence has erupted in Nairobi's slums on Saturday morning after incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta was confirmed as president on Friday. Reuters News' Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
At least 11 people are believed to have been killed by police, including a young girl in Mathari who a neighbour said was caught by sporadic shots. The opposition on Saturday accused security forces of killing more than 100 people, but the party didn't offer any proof. The unrest is in areas loyal to opposition leader Raila Odinga, whose party is rejecting the results of Tuesday's vote.
Many Kenyans fear a repeat of the violence that followed the 2007 contested election, when about 1,200 people were killed and hundreds of thousands were displaced. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated their mutual commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Their recent comment said the adoption of United Nations Security Council resolution regarding North Korea was an important and necessary step toward achieving peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Friday, Trump said if Kim Jong-un uttered one more threat,
he will truly regret it. And he will regret it fast.
The president's warning on Friday came hours after China said it would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil. Venezuela's government is rejecting Donald Trump's, the U.S. president, talk of a potential military option to resolve the country's political crisis, calling it most egregious act of belligerence against Venezuela in a century and a threat to Latin America's stability. This is VOA News. White nationalists clashed with counter-demonstrators in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday. VOA's Ira Melman reports.
Governor Terry McAuliffe said on Twitter he declared the state of emergency to aid state response to violence, saying the acts and rhetoric in Charlottesville over the past 24 hours are unacceptable and must stop. A right to speech is not a right to violence. Video of the incident showed armor-clad, shield-carrying demonstrators trading punches with similarly armed counter-protesters before police eventually declared the gathering an unlawful assembly and began clearing demonstrators from the area. A smaller group of demonstrators also rallied Friday night, marching through the campus carrying torches and shouting slogans like White Lives Matter in preparation for the larger Saturday event. As they marched Friday, the group of white marchers encountered a group of counter-protesters and a small scuffle ensued. A chemical irritant was sprayed into the crowd and police were able to break up the clash. At least one person was arrested and a few people were treated for minor injuries. Ira Melman, VOA News.
At least 30 children have died in 48 hours due to lack of oxygen in a government hospital in India's northern Gorakhpur district. District Magistrate Rajiv Rautela said most deaths were reported from the neonatal and pediatric wards of the Baba Raghav Das Medical College.
The arrangement of liquid oxygen at the medical college was disrupted last night. We immediately contacted the principal of the medical college, who said the vendor who supplied the oxygen withdrew the supply owing to non-payment of a pending amount.
A high-level magisterial probe has been ordered into the incident. Pakistan's army says terrorists have targeted a military truck with a bomb, killing 8 soldiers and 7 civilians in the southwestern city of Quetta. A military statement Saturday says the bomb also wounded 25 people, including 15 civilians. It says incendiary explosives were used in the blast that sparked fires in nearby vehicles. No group has claimed responsibility. The Perseid meteor shower peaks every year about this time as the Earth passes through the debris from the Swift-Tuttle comet. But this year, the annual shower will come about a week before a total solar eclipse. Experts predict that the shower will peak overnight Saturday into Sunday, though the Perseids could be a bit harder to see this year because of a nearly full moon. Typical rates of about 80 meteors are per hour, but last year the rate was 150 to 200 meteors per hour. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.